Salamu alaikum, bonjour, buongiorno, buenos dias, bon dia, man zakin, guten morgen, guten tag. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourselves, and not just yourselves alone, but your loved ones as well. Today, as you can tell, there is a bit of noise in the background, and this is because I'm recording this podcast on the balcony at work. And with the cars passing by, you are surely going to hear a bit of honking here and there. Guys, it's all part of the journey. Well, I hope the noise does not disturb or does not distract me from the message I have to share with you guys. Today's podcast is going to be about suffering. 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 Prince, why would you want to talk about suffering? Such a beautiful day with a bit of rain. Why would you want to talk about suffering? Firstly, how was your week? I hope it was great. If it wasn't, as I often say, this is another opportunity for us to go back in, reflect, and make next week better. What is it about suffering I want to talk about? I'll share a story that I experienced, and then we can learn a bit from it. So, once again, growing up, and all my stories are growing up. As you can tell, I'm not very old, so most of my stories are processes. So, growing up, my mom would actually wake up very early, go to market, go and buy barrels, drum barrels, which are these empty plastic containers that often act as water reservoirs in countries that do not have constant supply of water. So my mom would wake up early and go and buy these reservoirs and go and sell them in another market. One would think that that is all my mom would do. My mom would, after there, go and buy something else and go and sell. When I was a kid, she would buy clothes that she would sell to other people. And out of these clothes, she would choose some for us as well. So we often used to have nice clothes. People used to think we had a lot. We didn't. My mom would just sell them. And, you know, looking back, I realized what my mom really was doing. My mom was choosing her suffering. You see, I grew up seeing my mom go through so many hardships, go through so many hard times that I can't even count if you ask me to today. My mom was doing all of this because she knew we were worth it. As we were growing up, there was an incident that happened. My mom had some rice at home. And there was this family that came over to actually tell my mom that they were hungry. I know this incident very well because I'm pretty sure my brothers would remember this as well. There was this evening where this woman actually came to the house, talked to my mom about her daughters who didn't have food to eat, and my mom gave her the rice we had left at home. And my mom just looked at us and said, "We would be okay." I mean, talking to the woman, "We would be okay. Just get the rice and go and cook it for your children." And my brother and I think that time I was with Jill, we were like, in our minds, I'm pretty sure the only thing that was going on was, WTF, what the hell? Are we not children as well? Do we not deserve to eat? Do we not deserve to be satisfied? Do we not deserve to have a full stomach? Why would my mom decide to just give the rice we had left to someone else? You see, my mom was teaching us important skills in life. As humans, we do not want to suffer. We are beings of comfort. That is why when it's cold, we put on a jacket. When it's warm, we open our buttons. You see, we want to be comfortable. We are beings of comfort. We are creatures that always seek to not be in discomfort. My mom wanted to push us out of this secure, safe space as much as she could. And she would do that by any means necessary. She would remind us that we do not deserve the good life we're having. Because in reality, what did we do to deserve that? we often ask ourselves, what did I do to deserve this bad thing? But also, what did you do to deserve whatever good you are receiving in life? What did you do? See, the concept of suffering is not a concept that needs to be glorified. It's a concept that needs to be accepted. I'll say that again. The concept of suffering is not a concept that needs to be glorified. It's a concept that needs to be accepted. Because whether you like it or yes, man must suffer. And sufferings come in different forms. It can be emotional, it can be financial, it can be physical, it can be spiritual, psychological. But suffering, whatever form it takes, is inevitable. Some people call it different names: pressure, sickness, mental illness, etc. All these are forms of suffering. The question really is, how do we prepare for suffering? My answer to this would be quite simple. The only way to prepare for suffering is to decide to suffer voluntarily. It means, as humans, we have to choose certain suffering. It means you'd have to wake up and say, I choose to suffer this suffering. So that when a suffering that you did not choose comes your way, you would be prepared. You'll be better prepared to handle it. And I look at my mom and how she made us suffer. How she made us, quote unquote, starve on certain days. How she made us wake up early, unnecessarily so, may I add, on certain days. And how all of that has formed and framed our lives today. You see, I had the privilege to live with different families, and one of the families I lived with taught me the concept of deprivation. One lady, whose name I will not mention because I haven't asked for permission from her, would tell me, you do not use something only because it's available. You do not use something just because you can. You use it when you need to. You know, this concept, as hard as it was to understand in the beginning, has proven to be one of the most important traits. It's just another way of saying, choose to deprive yourselves. Choose to deprive yourself sometimes of things that might even be more than available. This too is a type of suffering. Today, I consciously deprive myself of things that I know I can afford. Some of them I can afford many times over. And I've done this for a while now, and now I realize how important it is. Because with a daughter now to provide for, I realize there is no way I can do that successfully without depriving myself of certain things. Suffering. I would end by saying this. When you choose not to suffer, a time will come when you suffer without choosing to. When you choose not to suffer, a time will come where you suffer without choosing to. I wish you all the best, guys. Enjoy the weekend ahead of you. Have fun. And please do take care of yourselves. And not just yourselves, but your loved ones as well. As usual, Prince Tego coming your way. Have a wonderful day. Cheers.